Hey guys, it's Matt here from Music Speaks, and today I'm chatting with Nick Berkey, better known as Pogo. How's it going, Nick?
How's it going, Matt? Thanks very much for having me, buddy. What's happening on your end of the planet?
Oh, it's nice and warm, actually. I'm guessing
Really?
I'm guessing it's warm with you.
No, it's freezing cold here in Perth, Australia. Absolutely freezing. I think we've got like 5 or 6 degrees today.
Oh my gosh. Wow, I didn't realise it got so cold.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, the kangaroos, they got frost on them.
So you released Waitlist back in December 2016, and the reception seems to have been amazing. How exciting is it for you when you like release a new record?
Well, it's terrific because part of the album is a collection of stuff I've done over the past 12 months of my life.
Yeah.
And part of it's new material. It's actually really challenging putting an album together because even if you've got tracks already ready to go, you still have to sequence them in the album. You have to come up with the track list. And I took weeks to figure out the best, because an album kind of has to tell a story, right? Like welcome people in through the door. You don't want it to have everything at the start of the album because then it's lopsided. So you kind of it's a whole different thought process putting an album together.
Yeah. No, that sounds cool. What sort of future plans have you got? Have you got any new singles or an album in the pipeline or?
Yeah, I definitely want to put out an album this year, 2017. There's a lot of new stuff on my SoundCloud that's kind of just there on the internet, and I want to have it in a bundle for people that goes through Spotify and lossless formats and stuff.
Yeah.
I've also got plans to travel New Zealand, hopefully very soon when the weather gets a bit more bearable.
Nice.
Don't know if you've ever been to New Zealand in winter, but you could strike matches on your balls. It's so cold. But the idea is to go through New Zealand with a microphone and a camera and just find natural sounds, natural voices, and think like I want to take some mallets through the countryside and see if I can find things to drum on and produce rhythms with the natural sounds of the countryside, etc. So yeah, New Zealand's big on my list at the moment.
That sounds really cool. Your style of music is obviously really unique. How did you sort of first discover or get into making music with sampling?
I think it was around 2005, 2006. There was an artist I was listening to called Akifin, and he makes music out of nothing but sounds he finds from the radio, basically. Well, at least he did back in the day. And this blew my mind. And I thought, what if you did this with a movie? What if I went into Oliver, the 1960s musical, or I went into... because I love the sound of old movies. It just doesn't sound like it. Nothing else sounds like the first Alice in Wonderland or Pinocchio. And so I thought, what if you record sounds from these films only, and you make a track out of nothing but sounds from that film? And I just think it's a really cool idea that you can listen to a movie in musical form like that. So hence the whole remix thing came about.
Yeah. Okay. And how is it, like, obviously you've got to work with companies like Disney and so on, haven't you? Or they've kind of picked up on your stuff. How's that been, like, getting to work with amazing companies?
That's
like that?
Right. Yeah. Alice made its way into a boardroom at Walt Disney some time in 2007, and I get this Facebook message from this girl claiming to work for Disney, and I was very incredulous, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Sure enough, 3 weeks later, I was on a plane to San Francisco to shake hands with John Lasseter and Ed Catmull, who are the guys that founded Pixar, and they basically came down the stairs, very, very busy working on their release of Up, which was coming out. And they said, we want you to remix this movie for us. Here's the Blu-ray before it was on shelves anywhere in the world. And I remember driving back over the bridge, listening to the soundtrack in the car, thinking, how can I turn this movie into a piece of music? And so 3 weeks later, after production and a couple of no drafts at all, actually, they just trusted me entirely. Very rare. Opula came out on my YouTube channel, and I think it's one of my best, most viewed vids to date. So yeah, it's been a riot. It's been an absolute riot.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I like the fact that obviously you did the 3D version of Opula as well. Like, how did that kind of, yeah, how was that to make?
That's right. So to make, yeah, I did some experimenting with 3D sound around that time. And what I did is I got two binaural mics and I put them inside this head, a mannequin head that had these two silicon ears. And so the idea was to record something in the same way that the human ears hear it.
Sure.
So that when you listen to the recording with your headphones on, it sounds like you're there in that space. And so I had a whole bunch of studio monitors, a whole bunch of speakers positioned around my room playing my Opula track. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I kind of moved this mannequin head around the space so that it sounds like you're in a nightclub? And the result was way more convincing and realistic than I thought. And I think it got a million plays on SoundCloud or something stupid. So that was really good fun. And I think that's something that needs to be explored more, especially now that virtual reality is an up-and-coming thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely agree. I really like that as well. I thought it was quite sort of fresh at the time, like, you know, something that people hadn't really experimented much with. So
yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah.
Where do you sort of take inspirations from when making like your music? Is it a sound that catches your ear in a film, or do you kind of have a beat and then you think, oh, I want to find something to fit it, or is it kind of all just different?
Yeah, inspiration very often comes from the sound of the movie, the music that I'm listening to. And if you listen to half of the Weightless album, if you look at the names of the tracks, a lot of it is actually from a time in my life where I was having some real relationship difficulty. So there was a whole bunch of emotional stuff that poured into Weightless. But most of the time, it really is just looking for, like, I don't know, there's usually a space between two chords where they interject, and it produces this really amazing sound, especially in the old movies like in Alice in Wonderland. If you look, like, that whole track is pretty much nothing but this little chord that I found in the background of the surround channels of the first film, Alice in Wonderland. And then I pitched it down about 5 semitones from like C down to G or F or whatever it was, and just looped it and then played it a few semitones down and then back up again, and that was it. It still gets, a lot of people still rant and rave about Alice, like, oh, nothing beats Alice, it's the best thing you've ever done. It's the most simple thing I've ever done. And it's, it's the thing I don't feel it represents me today as an artist, sure. But I suppose there's some significance to it. It did start off the whole Pogo sort of escapade, didn't it?
I mean, obviously your tracks are very intricate. That's one thing I was going to say. They're very sort of intricate things. You know, how does it take you ages to make a track, or?
Yeah, well, usually, look, in the case of the Robert Tilton track, which was the Who Baba Kanda thing, it's the televangelist guy, this crazy guy in the States from the 80s. He raked in $20 million a year, convincing people that putting their hands on their TV screens will help heal them of their ailments. But this guy raked in the cash. But anyway, I thought, he's got the most amazing voice. He's so animated and funny. I want to make something out of him. And this thing took me maybe 2 days to finish both the track and the video, just because usually it's like 2 or 3 weeks, right? But this guy was just so easy to work with and so fun. Wishery, for example, which is the Snow White thing, took me maybe, it didn't take me a year, but I kind of started working on it with a riff and then I wasn't feeling it anymore. I waited several months and then a year later I came back to it and finished it. So maybe a all up of work.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine it would take quite a while. You know, that obviously all the tiny sound bites must take ages to kind of piece together and find, and yeah. And I guess you get to watch lots of Disney in the meantime, which is pretty cool.
Say again, sorry?
I said you get to watch a lot of Disney in the meantime, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure they're belting out the gold the way they were back in the old days. They seem to be more interested in remakes now.
I
sort of feel like the game industry and the film industry are kind of losing the room they once had to experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they got Beauty and the Beast remake. Now they got the Lion King remake. I heard they want to remake Scarface without Al Pacino. And that just blows my mind. And Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters that came out. It's a weird state of affairs for the entertainment industry at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going on.
Play it safe.
I think, yeah, play it safe. That's it. Yeah, there's not as much risk-taking going on anymore.
No, which is a shame. That's where a lot of the good creative stuff comes from.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, in the old days, they used to pay you to develop your skills. You know, back in those days, the 60s and 70s, the music industry had so much money to spend. They would spend you a few grand, give you a few grand to help you develop as an up-and-coming artist. You know, nowadays, if you haven't proved yourself on YouTube and on SoundCloud and you haven't got so many subscribers, followers, the industry is just not interested in you.
No, it's a shame. obviously you've had the opportunity to do some sort of great collaborations with on your travels and finding people. Like, is there anyone you kind of really wish you could collaborate with? Is there anyone in mind you think, oh, I'd love to work with them?
Geez, I'd really like to work with Uppermost. Tycho would be amazing to collaborate with. Home, I love the way he uses his synths. In fact, a lot in my most recent tracks, you can hear I'm starting to. I wouldn't say I'm copycatting the guy, but I'm definitely taking some inspiration from him. He uses an old Juno or a Jupiter or something. It just sounds blissful. And so I'm tracking down all these old VSTs that produce those old sounds.
Nice.
But yeah, I'd say Home. I've always wanted to do something with. Leon Vinehall, he does the most awesome house music. And Theo Parrish would be great. And of course, Akifen, which is where it started for me. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And if you had to sort of remix or re-edit like a recent chart song, like taking sound bites or whatever, is there anything, like, is there a song in particular you think you'd go, you'd try and put your spin on?
No. No, don't ask me about mainstream music. The only thing I know. Any time I turn on the radio, it's either Adele saying hello, or it's Bieber saying sorry, or it's Ronson doing Uptown Funk, and it doesn't strike any chords in me, I'm afraid. I will say Bieber did a song not long ago which was quite acoustic. It was like a guitar and just him singing, and then there was a trumpet that comes in the middle somewhere.
Yeah,
I thought that was quite nice. Actually, that's a good departure from the usual tat, as you guys say there.
Nice. So what music have you been listening to recently? What kind of music takes your fancy at the moment?
Scrounging through Spotify. I actually don't like music for me nowadays is usually just a background thing. Like if I'm working on a video edit or something that's quite monotonous, I like to just have some music in the background, or I don't know, the Ricky Gervais podcast with Carl Pilkington and Steve Merchant. But music for me now is very house. A lot of Leon Vinehall stuff. I'm really into Leon's work at the moment. And some of Flume's stuff is really, really good.
Yeah, I like Flume.
Yeah, Flume's great. And yeah, just anything that's got a house beat to it, to be honest with you. Cool. Trap, I'm not really into. What's that stuff that. Dubstep, which is basically just jungle at half tempo.
Yeah,
that's not my. Not my sort of sound either. I'm sort of finding that as I get older and older, I'm less and less interested in the new stuff that's coming out. Like people are sending me tracks now and they refer to it as jump. But then if I open it and listen to it, it's just EDM. It's just, it doesn't come into its own as much as the name would imply. Would you say that most genres have been created now? Like most sounds that can be created have been created?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's room to grow?
Yeah, and there's so many subgenres. I'd say most genres are, yeah. I don't think you can create anymore, can you?
No, yeah, nothing's really original anymore, which is kind of a terrible way to look at life, but I don't know, yeah. Like we were saying before, I don't think the industry takes as much risks anymore. I think it's just like three producers now that produce most of the stuff that you hear coming out of LA on the radio. It's a bit nuts.
Do you have any sort of other passions outside of music? I'm guessing travel is a big one.
Yeah, I don't travel as much as I like to. I may or may not have Asperger's.
Okay.
And I may or may not be a bit autistic.
Yeah.
Because I find that I spend a lot of my time doing the same things over and over and never getting massively bored.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I'll sit down at the computer in the morning and start working on some music, go downstairs, play a couple of games, go take some photos, and then the next day I'll do the exact same thing. And I'm reaching a point in my life where I think I might want to go and buy a house at some point because I'm sort of reaching that point where I can do that. But then I'm also thinking, well, I'm almost in my 30s, I'm 29. Do I really want to hermit away at this time of my life, or do I want to go out and travel and do things and make movies and, record more?
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. Yeah, sorry, I totally forgot what your question was.
No, it's fine. I was just saying what passions you have outside of music, but that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, photography is a big one. Just sound recording in general. I just love the idea of sound design. I'm hugely inspired by Ben Burtt, the guy that did all the sound for Star Wars, obviously. Just any opportunity I have to take a camera and film something,
nice.
Awesome. And if I can record sound at the same time, double awesome. Just get me there. Get me the plane ticket.
Nice. What really grinds your gears? What winds you up?
What winds me up? Oh, God. It's really I have these little pet peeves, okay? So at the shopping center, I've figured out the perfect way to spot someone who probably isn't very interesting or ambitious. And the way I do it is you find an escalator. You find a flat escalator.
Yeah.
Because the flat escalators, you don't have to raise your feet.
No.
You don't have to bend your legs.
Yeah.
And yet still, it seems like at least half the population where I live prefers to stand and wait. I don't know why. You're holding people up for no reason. You're still going to have to use your feet in the coming minutes. It's not a ride. That really ticks me off. Just, I don't know, curious little behaviors and stuff. I don't know. Yeah, that's about it. Just stupid little things. My life is amazing at the moment. Few things really grind my gears, to be honest with you, Matt.
That's a good sign you're happy.
Yes.
So what's the best film you've seen lately?
Oh, geez. So I finally got to see Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Logan, I thought, was really good. Have you seen Logan?
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere for me. I thought that was just going to be another superhero movie like all the rest.
Yeah, it was really different.
No. It was, really good. Really character-driven story. Really good. So Drive was great. Oh, my God. For some reason, I'm so bad. I watched so many movies that I can't remember them. I'd say Drive. Go and watch Drive.
Yeah,
and Baby Driver looks pretty interesting, too. You've seen Drive, have you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you have to. Oh, fantastic film. Yeah.
Awesome. If in, say, 20 years, a film was made about your life, who would you want to play you? If they hadn't aged.
If they haven't aged?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Gosling, wouldn't mind. While we're off the topic.
Nice.
Because I guess he kind of has the same features, I suppose, kind of, if you have to really file it down.
And he
looks younger than he is, which I think that's a blight that I experience myself. So I think Ryan Gosling I'd go with, absolutely.
Awesome. If you could be, I like random questions. If you could be a chocolate bar, what chocolate bar would you be? And why?
I think I'd be a payday bar.
Okay. What's that? Why?
Because it's got those peanuts in there, and it's basically just peanuts, caramel, chocolate. Can't go past a good Snickers either. Oh, geez. I don't want to get. I have to be careful with brand loyalty.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh geez, do you get Twirls over there? Do you get Twinkies?
Twix? We don't have Twinkies, but I know, obviously.
I'm sure you get all those bars there. The Wonka company does pretty good bars, but you don't see them too often. Actually, the M&M's company started putting out chocolate things now, and those are amazing.
I haven't tried it.
Jeez. Yeah, no. I'd be a chocolate bar. Let's go with Payday. With Payday.
Cool. And lastly, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given? Probably... listen before you speak. Probably, say less. To be perfectly honest with you, it sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
But when it comes to relationships, when it comes to business deals, say less.
Okay.
The less you say, the better, honestly. because I think most of the time your mouth runs away before your brain can fire up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Good advice.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Well, obviously, best of luck with all your new music and putting together a new album this year. I look forward to hearing it. And it's been great to chat to you. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Christopher Robin, what exactly is doing nothing?
Well, I'm told it means going along, listening to all the things you can't hear, and not bothering.